better in general, but yeah. Not much to say. They just replaced Harrison Barnes for DeMar DeRozan, and it's going to be sneaky good, and they're going to be a lot better.
Yeah. Good for them. Spurs. Pardon the technical difficulties, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. Spurs.
This is
Katie Gus Davis, by the way.
Katie Davis, 93 FM. Thanks for tuning in. Or if you've been listening, us ramble about basketball.
Yeah. Thank you for. We're currently subbing for.
This is a substitute.
This is Tomatoes on Rye with DJ Marinara and their co-host, who I'm unsure who their co-host. Anyways, back to Spurs. Spurs moves.
Biggest move, they got Chris Paul and Harrison Barnes.
Yeah,
that's really it. This is a low key season, definitely. Which is funny because I guess they didn't like the picks or like the people who were on the free agency because they had like or the training blocks. They had like a million picks. They got like I think they have six or something. It's either six or eight, something like that. Like six first round picks and like 10 total or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I assume they just want to surround Wemby with support.
Yeah, no, I think Harrison Barnes and Chris Paul are
those are good.
Those are gonna be really good vets for Wembanyama.
Yeah, as if he doesn't already have good vets surrounding him. But those on the court, those are the Chris Paul.
They might be the vets. Like if I were to say like who do you think of when you think of vet players, I would say Harrison Barnes. I feel like some people would say Chris Paul.
I agree. Yeah, those are the guys for him. So good moves for them.
Yeah, I mean not much happening. I don't think they'll get like crazy good or something, but they'll still be Victor Wembanyama is gonna be really good for his development. I think he's gonna make a big league this season.
I agree. Defensive player of the year potential.
I think he should win it.
He should, yeah.
Barnes.
He probably should have won it last year, but
yeah, that some people may say that.
Anyways,
what is it like highest defensive on off or whatever?
Yeah, so the stats were backing it up.
Yeah,
Rudy Gobert happened. Toronto Raptors.
A lot of stuff happened. Like last season, a lot of nothing and everything. They got like new role players, that kind of stuff. I think this is a Cooper Flagg team, and they're trying to develop. What's his name?
Yeah.
Scotty or Barnes.
They started blowing it up last season when they traded Siakam.
Yeah.
So I think he was the last of the 2019 team, which is crazy.
It's crazy.
2019, that championship was 5 years ago now. That's crazy to me. But yeah. It's Cooper Flagg race, these guys.
Yeah, this is going to be a Cooper Flagg sweepstakes or whoever else is on that team, I think. Yeah. Is Carmelo's like son gonna be on the training block or not training block the rookie season
scouting? I don't know, I'm not sure.
I think something about I remember hearing about that, but yeah, I know Scotty or Barney, he will be
Scotty or Barney.
He extended. This is gonna be development season, and they're trying to get Cooper Flagg. That's really all there is.
Facts.
To be said.
Utah Jazz.
Yeah, not much has happened either.
They kept Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah, they kept Lauri Markkanen. I think they're still shopping around.
Well, they extended him.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Actually, they extended him.
Yeah, they're. I don't. Interesting. I don't know. I don't really know what they're.
Yeah.
Like, do they think they can like do something with that?
Like, I think they have picks, right? They have like not like a treasure chest, but they have like two or three.
They're cooking. They could be cooking.
I think they're cooking something. I just don't know if it's good.
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe they don't want a direction. They just want to keep the jersey sales up.
In Utah, they're selling Lauri Markkanen.
So that's the only marketable name, bro.
Yeah, no. I guess if I was Utah, I would also be trying to sell Lauri Markkanen's name. Mr. Disc Golf himself.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I mean, he's just really good. I don't know why they didn't trade him, but well, here he is on the extension. And they got some picks, and they still have some good young players. They got Walker Kessler.
Yeah.
They just signed that guy who was like a Mormon. It's crazy. He went to Utah.
Eubanks?
No, it was like a it was a rookie.
Oh.
Rookie season. There's been some controversy about him. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to do it here since it's a crime has been committed. But he is the Mormon Hooper is now in Utah, which makes sense.
This guy? No. I don't know.
He was like the 50th pick or something.
Should I look or should I just move on?
You can look him. I'm actually am curious. What's his name again?
Okay. 2024 NBA draft.
Yeah, just look and then just look up. Just look up the Jazz. Troll F Jazz should be like the 50th pick or something.
Is it this guy?
Oh yes.
Kyle Filipowski.
Yeah, there's been I'm not sure if there's been a lot of drama with him, and I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it on air.
Whoa, it's like it autofills.
Yeah, no. So that person that is currently on your screen has committed a crime.
Okay.
I see.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah,
I hope this guy.
Yeah, I mean he's a baller. It's just that like apparently he's just kind of a weirdo off the court.
I see.
And that's why he went 30. Because I think he like. Before everyone figured out that he was a weirdo, he was projected to be, like, 10th overall or something.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he got banished to the Jazz.
Yeah, he got banished. Well, the Mormon goes to the Mormon place, so there you go.
I guess that works out for everyone.
Yeah.
Wizards. This is our last team on the dock.
Last team on the block, and there's not much to be said.
Yeah.
Do you think Mr. Warriors himself is going to ball out? Mr. Laney Man?
It's so sad to see him rotting away there.
He was hooping near the end.
They got to get him out of there, bro.
He was hooping near the end.
He was hooping, but dude, they got to get him out of there, bro.
Yeah, no, he was actually, I think when they moved into the second unit, he was actually really, really good. But unfortunately, he was playing with the likes of, like, I don't even know who the second unit on the Wizards is, bro. I'll be honest.
Respectfully, who's on that team?
Yeah, no, I think I can name two Wizards players, and their names are Danny Adia and Jordan Poole.
Kyle Kuzma.
Three players. Kyle Kuzma.
Oh, they added Valanciunas.
Valanciunas would be interesting. But yeah, he's been sent to the Shadow Realms.
Sadiq Bey, Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah. Were they good with John Wall?
Like in their prime years?
Yeah, prime years.
Oh, yeah, they're hecka good. They were challenging the Cavs teams.
Oh, with LeBron?
Yeah.
Dang.
I remember the discourse around the time was, like in the 2017 playoffs, 2017 or 18, it was that the Wizards, like people wanted the Wizards to move on because they believed they had the best shot against the Cavs, and obviously they didn't want the Cavs to like, they want LeBron to move on, but the Celtics would just, they would always get them.
So yeah, I know. Yeah.
The John Wall, Bradley Beal Wizards.
Dang.
Rest in peace to that team.
Dang, that was a crazy team. Was,
yeah.
Well, now it's Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma.
Now it's Jordan Poole
and Jonas Valanciunas.
Yeah, speaking of John Wall, though.
He's not 2K.
He's not 2K. They're literally forcing his retirement upon him. Because I'm pretty sure he's not officially retired. But
he's not officially retired, but he's been...
He's basically done. If we could talk about some retirement.
How do you even, like, announce if you're officially retired? Do you have to, like, file paperwork?
Yeah, you have to like send it into the NBA or something.
Oh,
like that's old school. I don't know how to do it now. Like, news just kind of breaks now.
Yeah, like, I just like, I would assume you'd have to sign something, But yeah. I wouldn't actually know. There's like a forum like 142 or something.
Maybe
like
we
that.
We could bring in like a recent retiree such as Kemba Walker.
Hey, Kemba Walker, if you're listening in, tell us about the retirement process.
Kemba Walker, yeah. Kemba Walker retired. Did we talk about this yet?
I think he retired when mismatched last season. But yeah, he's retired. Man, Kemba Walker. Man, some of these.
He's one of those players that'll be, he'll be remembered by the generation that watched him. But
People are gonna be talking about. Anyone remember? Was it like 2018 Hornets? John Wall, not John Wall. Kemba Walker.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about it. He's like their best player.
He's their best player all time. Yeah,
and I'll be honest, man. Michael Jordan was not cooking with the Hornets.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
he was not cooking with the Hornets. Kemba Walker's really good, but only for like what 5 years.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a pretty long time. But, like, I mean, come on, if your best player is Kemba Walker, like franchise ever. Thank God Michael Jordan sold the team.
We said Gordon Hayward retired.
A lot of stuff has happened. I think the most notable one. There's some current news we need to talk about though. WNBA playoffs are happening right as we speak. Adria Wilson is your MVP. Caitlin Clark, unanimous rookie of the year. It's crazy.
Is she the first? No, she can't be the first unanimous.
I don't know.
I don't think so. But she had a record-breaking season in a bunch of respects. Well, a record-breaking year.
Yeah, I don't know about everything. I'll be honest. I don't know who won Defensive Player of the Year or Most Improved or Clutch, if they have that.
They don't have Clutch. Let's see. 2024.
I probably could not tell you who would have won it. Or have they only announced MVP and Rookie of the Year?
No, they've only announced MVP. Most Improved. Jonae Carrington.
Well, I'm glad she improved.
Caitlin Clark. She broke.
Yeah, she's been.
Record.
I heard she poked someone's eye out.
Really?
Yeah, in the playoff game, and they also lost. I don't know if she got ejected for that, but I just remember seeing the news article. Caitlin Clark poked someone's eyes out.
That's crazy. Yeah, they got one.
Is it just one game?
No, it's best of three.
Best of three. So only play three. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Okay. I'll be honest. I think the Liberty are winning it all.
Yeah, they probably are.
Yeah, that's the team with Asia and Kelsey Plum and who's the white girl that shoots?
Ionescu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ionescu.
Vegas has
Oh, wait, am I thinking of the wrong team?
No, Liberty is... I think they are... I'm pretty sure they are the favorites, but the Aces have Asia Wilson.
Is Aces the one with Asia?
Yeah.
Okay, for some reason I thought Asia and Sabrina and all
Asia Wilson, Chelsea Plum, Chelsea Gray.
Oh, okay. And Sabrina's on the Aces, right? Or the Liberty?
Liberty.
Yeah, she's on Liberty. Who's on the Liberty? Sabrina and what? And who?
Brianna Stewart.
Oh, yeah, Brianna Stewart. Yeah, no, I don't know enough about WNBA, but I don't know. I think I'm an Asia person, or mostly a Caitlin Clark person, but I don't think they're winning it, so.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark, insane 2024.
Yeah, she is bringing in the money for the WNBA, and I hope
she's I wouldn't say solely generated a lot of exposure, but her,
she definitely brought
some buzz. All the big media companies are posting her clips and pushing her, which I think is good because that brings
I think they need their Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, and it seems like Caitlin Clark's the Larry Bird right now.
Yeah, they're cooking up there.
Yeah, no,
in
Indiana. Yeah, no, I think there's been who's the Angel Reese.
Yeah,
Angel Reese. She's been you know, Angel Reese gets a lot of slack, but she is also bringing in some eyes.
Well, she's also had, like, a record-breaking season.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like the only hate she gets is the box score watchers, bro.
Well, she gets a couple. There's been some beef with her, and not like beef, but like.
Oh yeah, and also old people that don't like how she acts.
Yeah, no, there's been some on court interactions with Caitlin Clark. I don't think there's beef. I think it's kind of like an on court thing. Like, they're just competitors.
They got a nice healthy rivalry going on.
Yeah, this is their magic and bird. I hope Angel Reese keeps getting good.
Yeah,
and I hope she starts making her close layups. She needs to get work on her close layup points. She's very interesting. She kind of reminds me of Jokic, or like kind of like Sabonis, like that kind of player that gets a lot of points from. I mean, Sabonis and Jokic, they get their points from other sources besides the post. But when I think of post players, she reminds me of them.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
Well, and also they make their shots, but that's besides the point. What else is there to talk about?
What else is there to talk about?
We went through everything?
Yeah, we kind of went through everything. Let's see if there's... There it is. Talk about... I don't know.
Dang, whole 15 minutes.
Let's see the opening schedule.
Opening schedule. Who do you think's winning the in-season tournament? I think it might be the Lakers.
The in-season tournament, I think.
Or was it called again? The Emirates Cup?
The what?
Emirates Cup?
Is that what it's called now?
I think, yeah, the UAE. I think the airline bought it out, crazy. Which is, you know, part of it. I think the country owns the airline, right? I think that's how they name everything UAE.
Yeah. I think so.
Which is crazy, you know.
The NBA Cup. Yeah, I think OKC's doing that, actually.
That might be a good call.
Because I feel like they're going to go hard early this season.
Oh, yeah. I think they know they have a chance. They have a shot at the chip.
I'm expecting like a 2015 Warriors-type season where they just go hard all season.
They blow it
under
the end.
We'll see if they... Well, no, that was 2016.
Oh.
But they go hard all season because they know... Like, they all believe they can do it now, and they all know
they're
all good.
I think if a team were to like buy in into the championship mindset, it should be OKC because they're all young players that went really far,
and they all already play well together.
Yeah, they already play well. I think adding in more players that seem to, I think they would mesh well with them.
A little too perfect, like that Alex Caruso and Hartenstein edition, or like the
oh my god,
the Andre Iguodala and Sean Livingston.
Yeah, no, like if you were watching like some of the OKC playoff games, like Josh Giddey was like. He was getting like 10 minutes a game, which is not good if your name is Josh Giddey.
Yeah.
If you were Josh, they cleaned up the lanes. They cleaned up a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that the spacing from Alex Caruso provides is going to fix the problem they have with Josh Giddey. I think Isaiah Hartenstein, there's a play in basketball called Horns. Yeah, and it's basically a double screen. Imagine you're a point guard, right? You got the ball, you come up with the ball. You got a defender across from you. You have two bigs come up and set a screen on both sides of your defender. And you're gonna... That's called Horns. There's like a whole series of it.
Yeah.
And if I were to make a prediction about what plays they'll be playing, they'll be playing a lot of Horns.
Because,
dude, if you have Isaiah Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren as your bigs... There's those are some big horns.
Right. Yeah, they can do a lot. It's a very lanky team.
Yeah, no, I think I'm thinking about even more. It might be like really good because I think usually how horns go is that like you take one of the screens, right? So if you take Isaiah Hartenstein's screen, you can start playing the pick and roll with Hartenstein, right? If your name is Shea Gilgeous Alexander.
Right.
But then since Chet Holmgren is also a floor spacer. I think I think Shea has that court vision to be able to pass it out to Chet.
Yeah, no, so I think they.
There's gonna be some. I think there's gonna be some crazy actions, right. And some crazy like coaching stuff. That's gonna be made. If you're a fan of basketball, I think you'll be able to appreciate what they're doing.
You don't like that? You don't like NBA basketball?
Yeah, no. It's gonna be. If you enjoy modern NBA basketball, it's gonna be really interesting. especially if you're a big fan of horns. I've never met a single person to say their favorite. No,
they're already good. But opening night. Knicks Celtics and Wolves.
Knicks Celtics. Oh, that should be good. Wolves Lakers.
I wonder if they tried to get a Lakers Celtics opener, but for some reason they couldn't.
I think they did.
That would have been so funny to see them raise. It's number 18, right?
Yeah.
In front of them. That'd be crazy. But instead the Knicks roster, the newly retooled Knicks roster, gets to watch the banner raised in TD Garden October 22nd, and while the Wolves and Lakers play later that night. Also this game should be fun to watch.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think next season is going to be really interesting. But yeah, what else are they talking about? What's your favorite moments from last season?
That's a good question. Early in the season when the Warriors were cooking.
And they were cooking.
Before they just started losing every close game. That was fun.
I mean, they started coming back near the end.
They did start coming. Their offense and defense ratings were like top 10, top 5 near the end.
You know what's been on my mind?
What's that?
Klay Thompson playing game.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, sorry.
That's crazy that just bring that up.
It was what, like 0-8?
0-10, actually.
You know, he was shooting. That's all that matters, right? He didn't stop shooting. That's all that matters.
That's got to be one of the most heartbreaking scenes.
Heartbreaking exit out of... that's going to be his last Warriors game ever. And that's...
That's crazy.
That's what he's going to be remembered by. 0-10, 0 points...
Remember when I hit that game winner on you the other day?
Yeah, well it was luck. You don't hit those shots.
That's crazy.
It was luck. That was all luck. You knew it was luck. You don't practice those shots.
What are your other favorite moments from the season,
James?
Professor Lucas.
It's fine. I don't even know, man. There's been... We did go watch that Clippers game. That was a good game to watch.
Yeah, Clippers-Kings.
Clippers-Kings. I think the Clippers, I mean, at least last season, they're a good team to watch. Cause they got, like, everyone. Because, like, 5 years ago, people would have paid top dollar to go see, like, each of those players individually. And then now they're all on one team. They're just washed.
Yeah, no, it's Clippers retirement home.
Yeah. And that reminds me of a cycling team. There's a cycling team called Israel Premier Tech, which, you know, not very... There's some questionable ethics about sports washing and all that. But it's kind of... I think it's ironic that they're known as the retirement team. Because they have... They like to sign really old cyclists, pro riders. Mm-hmm. And then they all suck when they get on the team because they're all old.
Other favorite moments, bro. I feel like I didn't watch that much last season.
I did some watching. I just can't think of... I do remember all, like, the memes and stuff.
There was one where I remember Wemby shot a 3 and then he went and got the rebound. And...
Oh, I thought that was during when he was in, like, France or whatever.
No, he definitely did that a lot in the regular season.
Oh, I just specifically remember a clip when he was playing for France. Because he shot the ball, he shot a 3, missed, and then just ran up, rebounded, and then Olympics. Oh my god.
That's crazy. It's crazy that all three of them got... That was honestly like the... That was kind of like the swan song.
You know what I was thinking about it? Do you think Joel Embiid on the French team would have made the difference?
Oh, definitely.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Put him at the...
Well, also because in the Serbia game... The USA versus Serbia. He
was cooking, right?
He was cooking. Yeah, he came up really clutch down the stretch. As well as in the France game, too. Let alone just, like, the... Or, like, not even considering the fact that both those games were close regardless. Yeah. Or, like, even with him on the team, so... Yeah, I think it definitely would have made the difference. That's crazy. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah, no, he was kind of... I guess it wasn't like the overall of them. I think AD was like the third best player on that team. Or Booker. I think there's an argument for either one. But yeah, I think that team was stacked, but the games were close, and I think it just shows how much better international basketball has gotten. I hope it keeps staying that way. I think having a really diverse like roster and having a very diverse, you know, just team just provides a lot of perspective and a lot of fans. Because I think a lot of people, if you just have like one player that's on that team that's just really good and that's from some different country, I think it would be really good. Like, I think if there were to be a Brazilian NBA player that's like Joel Embiid level, Brazil would be all over basketball. I think that's something similar with a lot of these other countries. Like France, like, I mean, Batum and like Rudy Gobert, whatever, but like, I think Victor Wembanyama is going to change the scene. I think like some of these European countries, Giannis, like the UK, have like the opportunity to be really basketball big, UK, yeah. But they just don't have the players to do it. Like, I feel like in the UK, I feel like they would mess with basketball, but they just don't have anyone to cheer for. So,
yeah, well, those players will come along for sure, especially after this Olympics, because you know, that's really when everyone starts really watching, like around the world, I mean, internationally.
Yeah. Yeah, and China and Japan.
Yeah,
and there's been a lot of Asian players that are going through the college circuit right now. That's coming out. I think the name I've been hearing around is yeah, there's two. There's like that Japanese guy, I forgot his name. He just signed with the Warriors, like G League team, I think. He's like a Japanese guy. He's like Japanese American, I think. He's like a curry, like, just funny. Oh yeah, is that him?
No, it's not. Kasei Tominaga.
Kasei Tominaga. Yeah, Tominaga. He's been like a curry type.
Sharpshooter.
Yeah, so I think he'll be really, if his development goes good, he might be a really good role player at least. And some of these other players, like another one I've been thinking of is, I think his name is Xavier Lee. He plays for like Princeton or something. He's been hooping out. You think he's like averaging like 18? I mean, well, it's 18 in the Ivy League, which, even though the Ivy League is very prestigious, you know, what's the word? Educationally, academically, yeah. They're one of the best schools academically. They're not known for basketball because
they're athletics. Yeah.
Yeah. They're their one team is like the one person, Jeremy Lin. That's really it, right?
Yeah, Harvard.
Yeah. I think it's just Jeremy Lin. And shout, I love Jeremy Lin. He's my guy. He's part of Asian culture.
Yeah, he's my guy too. Sorry. We are going to be signing off real soon, actually right now. Shout out again to DJ Brad, who had the show before us. Shout out to the 9 to 9:30 slot we just subbed with regular host of DJ Marinaro, who couldn't make it today. I believe the next slot is also being subbed.
Stay tuned if you like. If you love KDVS, stay tuned. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in, Mismatch. Thank you for tuning in to KDVS.
This is the pupil.
This is Professor Lucas. Peace out.
Peace.
right, folks, welcome in. It is 9:30 on a Thursday morning, and you're listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM and online as well at kdvs.org, streaming wherever you might be. You are listening to an episode of Heat Lamp. DJ Isa is not in this morning, but alas, I am here to sub. I am DJ Stargazer. I'm going to jump right into it as I get settled here in the studio. Hope you're doing well on this Thursday morning.
Costume changing places.